They say all good things must come to an end. I have been long thinking that Written in Blood history will reach its timely completion after about 2 years. I originally created a list of historical figures that I felt deserved biographical narration, and many were inspired by my research into my own genealogy. Over the course of the podcast, the list evolved, of course, with some falling off and some being added. And I did craft what a season 3 lineup would look like, and I got really excited about going for a third year. But my excitement waned in the face of other personal projects beckoning me away from Written in Blood. Some of you know that I have a small homestead, but I also have a full-time job and a large family. And all of these things require attention that supersedes the podcast. Between these things and my desire to try my hand at other projects, it became obvious that the original 2-year expiration mark still made a lot of sense. I am quite proud of the product that now lays behind me, and my first few episodes are really painful for me to listen to. So painful, in fact, that I considered re-recording them. But as the show went on, I found my stride and my voice, and it became clear that this show was something that people found to be a positive in their lives. The comments and reviews from all of you have been extraordinarily heartwarming, and it's quite a thing to experience perfect strangers reaching out to you and saying thank you for what you do. There's nothing like that. I was unprepared for that sort of positive feedback, and I'm still not entirely sure how to process such profound compliments, other than by just saying thank you. The online history community that I've met have been extremely supportive, and they're a great group of people and podcasters, and no doubt they play a big part in the success of independent history podcasts. The episodes for Written in Blood History will stay published, and the Facebook page will remain up, and down the road, if I engage in another public project, I'll announce it there. As for my wonderful patrons who have supported the material need of the show, you have my undying gratitude for your generosity. And I will make sure that the Patreon billing stops after the publication of this farewell episode. I, of course, need to thank my sister Courtney for all of her amazing cover art, and she really poured her heart and soul into each design. Also, a very special thank you to my wife Elizabeth, who listened to me talk endlessly about each bio subject while I crafted the episodes. She actually has been encouraging me to keep the show going, but I'm eager to spend the extra time with her that otherwise would be taken up by the show prep and research. As for the future, I'm working on a personal project with my children that takes significant time, but it is thoroughly rewarding, and we're having a blast doing it. I do, however, have another show concept brewing in my empty skull that I may pull the trigger on down the road. It's a big maybe, and I can't say exactly when I know if I'm actually going to do it, so who knows. Another possibility is the Written in Blood itch will strike me again, and you never know, in a couple months I may be announcing that season 3 is coming. The only thing that I can say for sure is, as of right now, it's time to say farewell. With that, I hope you have enjoyed this passion project of mine that I came to call Written in Blood History. And in the immortal words of one of my favorite podcast subjects, I regret to announce that, though, as I said, 2 years is far too short a time to spend among you. This is the end. I'm going now. I am leaving now. Goodbye.
The Battle of Waterloo was one of the most famous turning points in world history. But what happened next? My name's David Montgomery, and I'm the host of The Siecle, a history podcast that tackles exactly that. Join me as I cover France's overlooked century in between Napoleon and World War I. The Siecle, spelled S-I-E-C-L-E, is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and can be found wherever you get podcasts.